everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. My butterflies, today we're going to learn what to do when you're bugged by bugs. Now, if you've ever played outside, chances are you've been bugged by insects or other creepy, crawly creatures. Maybe unwelcome ants joined you at a picnic in the park, or a bee buzzed around your head while you were playing catch. None of this may have bothered you unless you were bitten or stung before and know what happens. Ouch! It's enough to make you want to stay indoors, isn't it? But the outdoors can be a great place to play if you know a little bit more about insects. Now, insects like bees and wasps and hornets and other creatures like spiders or scorpions or ants usually only attack if they feel they're in danger. Sometimes they just protect their territory, their web, or their nest. Other insects like mosquitoes and ticks, they suck blood in order to survive. They can't kill you. Female mosquitoes need blood so that they can lay their eggs. Did you know, butterflies, Allah has made it such that the male mosquito doesn't bite at all? Ticks are parasites. That means they live on other animals. They need to suck their blood to survive. Now, some insects can inject something called venom into your skin when they bite you or sting you. Can you say that word? Venom? Usually venom is like soap in your eyes. It doesn't really hurt, but it's not very comfortable. It will make a small itchy bump no bigger than a pea on your skin. And when you scratch it, your skin will become red and even more itchy. A tick bite can cause a bad rash that looks like a bullseye. It may take a few days or few weeks to show, but it will show. In the case of bee stings, the area will get swollen and it will look like it has a mark on your skin. Why are we telling you this, butterflies? Well, it's because you need to know in order to be careful. In most cases, bug bites are not serious. They only hurt for a little while, and itching is the most irritating part of the bites or stings. But some bites or stings, such as a bite from a scorpion or black widow spider, may need a trip to the emergency room or to the doctor. But it doesn't happen very often. An adult will know whether this trip is necessary or not. Would you like to know a little bit more about what to do when you're bugged by bugs? Let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? For all your good actions, and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will.
Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed, will you heed to his call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to his call? Allah has granted you the gift of this life. Can you see, can you see, can you see? Allah has given you the chance to make a choice. Will you try, will you try, will you try? Try your best for your Lord's pardon and seek to please him.
My butterflies, what should you do if anything bites or sting you? Do you know? The first thing to do is make sure you let an adult know. He or she can look at the bite or the sting to see what needs to be done. If a mosquito bites you, try not to scratch. It may be difficult sometime because it will itch. But if you scratch, you may make it worse and it may swell, bleed or even get infected, and you don't want that. If you're stung by a bee, an adult can help you get the stinger out quickly. Have them wash the area with soap and water and put ice on and off for the next 24 hours. An antihistamine is a type of medicine that can help stop the itching and swelling. It can also stop the sting from hurting. You also get some cortisone creams or lotions that can help you take away the itch. An adult will decide what's best for you and what can really help you feel better. If you see a tick on you, don't try and remove it yourself. Ask mommy or daddy or any adult around to help you. They'll grab it out with tweezers as close to your skin as possible and pull it out in one motion. Then you'll put it in a small plastic bag and not crush it, but keep it in case you go to the doctor later. The doctor will want to see what caused the problem in the first place. Butterflies, usually it's not the case, but some people have an allergic reaction. Can you say that? An allergic reaction? That means that if you have trouble breathing, or trouble swallowing, or even you break out in hives, or you feel dizzy, or you feel like you're going to throw up after a bee or a wasp has stung you, you could be having an allergic reaction. Tell an adult right away so that they can take you to an emergency department. Once you know that you're allergic to bees or wasps, a doctor will give you a special medicine. You'll keep it in case you need it. You'll keep it with you at all times, especially if you're outside, and make sure an adult is close by to give it to you if you need to. My butterflies, you can keep from getting stung by staying away from these bees or wasp nests. Keep sweet-smelling food and drinks covered if you're eating outside. Don't swat at flying insects. This will make them angry and this will make them want to bite or sting you. If you go hiking, try and wear a long-sleeve shirt and pants tucked into your socks and shoes. Have an adult check you all the time if you've been playing in the woods. The best way is to avoid places where they make their homes, like wood piles. Playing outside can be lots of fun, bugs or no bugs. And with a bit of care, inshallah, you can have fun, even when the insects come marching in. My butterflies, will you remember these tips and tricks and make sure that you're never bugged by bugs again? I hope so, inshallah.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasul. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Wanna be like you in everything I do. You are the closest to Allah. Muhammad, Rasulullah. Muhammad, Rasulullah. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad lived.
The kids here, I want you to join in with me. Yeah? They're a bit tired. You join with me, okay?
Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineela at radioislamlive.com. That's Zineela.